Welcome to the Life Through the Lens with Stat podcast.
And welcome back to Life Through the Lens with Stat, yet another episode. I hope everyone's well today, and I hope you've been enjoying the content so far. I think today I'm going to delve into some funny stories about my experiences with drone flying or being a drone pilot or whatever. I sort of touched on in episode two that I've got some good ones. So let's talk about that today. I got my first drone in 2016, which was a DJI Phantom 4. It was one of those big ones, and my God, have drones changed over the years? So I've been dabbling in the old drone stuff for almost 8 years now. Would I say I'm an awesome pilot? I'm not. Or do I get drone anxiety? Yes, I do. I get very nervous with flying drones. I envy people that are confident with flying a drone. And it took me a long time to feel reasonably confident, I guess, with even taking my drone any further than 10 meters up in the air. And this was a big drone too. It was at the time. And I remember my first couple of flights were with my best friend. And I think it was on a soccer pitch down at Seaford, which is in the southern suburbs of Adelaide. And I was just flying it around. I think I did record it for a YouTube video, which is probably still out there. Put a nice music score to it and all that sort of stuff. But over the years, I've technically crashed a drone once, which was that drone, and that would have been probably about a year after I got it. I did try a silly little maneuver of getting my drone to go through in between two gum trees, and I think obstacle avoidance sort of made that not happen. It sort of spazzed out, ended up crashing into the wetlands area, which was near my house at the time. Thankfully, I found it, and it was all in one piece. I think it had maybe one or two scratches on it. But that's my only sort of bad experience with a drone crash. And you hear so many stories of people crashing their drone or technical issues. I've had a technical issue. That was quite frightening. That was up on Hallett Cove. I think it's Perrybar Road or something like that. There's a big open field, and I put the drone up once there. And it was when Jasmine was a toddler. I think it was only a couple of months after I got it. And I thought, I'll get some nice sea views here. And there's a quarry. And, you know, you can see the Adelaide coastline. Put the drone up. Had Jasmine in the back seat of my van. I was sort of sitting with the door open. So I was close to Jazzy still. And flying the drone. And all of a sudden, I think it was my iPad at the time, which was connected to the controller. It all went black. And I was like, oh, no. And I couldn't see it. I could see the drone, but I couldn't see any video feed or what was going on. And I thought, oh, fuck, I'm going to lose my drone here. Thankfully, which is a lesson for anyone that is sort of interested in flying drones or is flying them now, is always know where that drone is. You should have line of sight. And I know I sound like a goody two-shoes saying that, but it's for your own good. And thankfully, I was able to pilot the drone back in. I don't even know what caused it that day for the iPad to switch off. And I think technology's got a bit better with drones now. That rarely happens. Certainly hasn't happened to me again. But yeah, that was a scary incident with flying a drone. Geez, I've taken some beautiful videos though over the time with drones. And in the last 6-7 months, maybe a bit more, started taking photos, obviously being a photographer, taking photos with the drone, and they just give you a different perspective on things that obviously a camera can't get. So I've had, let me think, four drones. As I said, I'm on my fourth now. Had a DJI, I did say it correct. Nice. Pat on the back for Stat. A DJI Mavic 2. I think it was. That was a beautiful drone. Absolutely beautiful drone. Nice and solid. And got some excellent footage from that. Got a second backup drone. I think just for, you know, packing it in a bag and when we go out and vlog on that, there was a mini SE, I think it was, a real cheap sort of drone. Again, it did the job several times for me. And then it was 18 months ago, they brought out the DJI Mini 3 Pro. And I liked it because it had an inbuilt screen in the controller. And I thought, oh, this is awesome. I don't have to have a mobile phone on it, you know, because I often worry about technology. The more that you've got... Are you kidding me? We got a guy with a chainsaw here. I really need to look at soundproofing, that's for sure. I think he stopped now. There's a slight hum of a lawnmower in the background, and I'm not wearing a blanket over my head whilst doing this podcast. It's too fucking hot. So yes, the DJI Mini 3 Pro, and it was very difficult to get at the time. I remember, I think COVID was still sort of stopping our shipments, and there was always delays, and you guys know what I'm talking about there. Anyway, got the DJI Mini 3 Pro and then thought to myself, I don't need the others. And it was a half a regretful decision with the Mavic Air in particular, but ended up selling that thanks to my wife and her marketplace skills, because I'm not one to sell things on marketplace. Never done it. Wouldn't know how to. And just don't really want to deal with the bartering and that. She went through enough with it. With that, so sold the DJI Mini SE quite easily. Some bloke came around and took it. He was going to the Philippines. The second one was an interesting one, the Mavic Air. Oh, my God. What a story. I think it was about the third day of having it online. Wife messaged me and said, oh, there's this guy that's rather interested in it. And he had some weird name. I think it was like a Ukrainian name. Van something. I can't remember. So anyway, I decided to text him. Are you kidding me? Here's that chainsaw again. Not having much luck today. We got these new neighbors. They just bought a house. They're chopping down some massive tree. And obviously the guys are back... chainsawing that tree away, but they're gone now because this is several hours later. So let me continue where I was up to. So Ukrainian guy, yeah, that's right. The text messages were a bit strange, but then he came out and said that he was a clown for a circus. Okay, and I was like, this sounds like a real tall story. Did a bit of research and found out there was actually a circus in Adelaide at the time. And so I contacted the circus operator and they confirmed that he is a world renowned clown apparently. So I teed up a time. He said he wanted to use the drone for the circus and I said, okay, well, I'll meet you. We'll do the deal if you're happy with the drone, and organise to meet him up at the circus tent, funny enough. He had a look at the drone, asked me a few questions. He had no idea on how to fly drones. He didn't know anything about it. He was asking me all sorts of questions. and in the end, he said, yeah, okay, I'll buy it anyway. And he bought it. He handed over the cash. I counted it, much to his disgust. I think at the time he was thinking that I was just a stupid Australian guy. But anyway, that was all sorted. And that was the end of the Mavic with me. So I'm left with one now. And it's been a fantastic drone. I've had no dramas with it. As far as any issues with flying, obviously birds. Birds are the big one for me. And the most interesting one, I mean, I've had a few close calls with my drone, but the strangest story happened in October last year. It was a long weekend. We went down as a family to Victor Harbour for the weekend. I took the drone down with a thought in mind of getting a top-down shot of Horseshoe Bay Jetty. Now, the jetty itself looks like a cross of some sort, very biblical. I'm like that, but thought it would be a perfect shot. So we got down there on a, I think it was a Sunday morning, And I was just taking some photos of the surrounding area. Thought, okay, I'll put the drone up. My wife, Kaz, she ends up being a spotter for me occasionally whilst I'm, you know, sort of composing a shot. And she said, you've got a bird going for your drone. And I looked up, and to my amazement, there was this, what I could see was a rather large bird having a good go. At that stage, he hadn't hit it, but I went in to straight away go up vertical. And this bird was relentless. It would not give up. It was, I've never seen a bird act like this before. Usually they get rather confused when the drone goes straight up. They just seem to, for some reason, they're like, well, this isn't a bird, and they bug out and go home. Not to use a Top Gun phrase there, but so I was reaching my limits of altitude with my drone. I've got a limiter on it, which I didn't even realize at the time, and it was saying that I can't go much further. And I thought, oh, well, that's it. I'm losing this drone today. There's nothing I can do about it. Brace for impact. And thankfully, at that very moment, the bird, he left. He gave up and flew back to a Norfolk pine that was nearby. At that stage, I think I was about 150, 200 meters in the air. I can't quite recall. And we identified the bird as being a crow, which is very, very unusual. So my drone is still in one piece. I've got less trust for crows now, put it that way. But amazing story. And a couple of amazing stories with drones and me. So there you go. Hey, I've actually got another one. I just thought of this. One of the funniest instances incidents, I don't know what you want to call it, with a drone. This would be a more recent one. I think it was late last year. My friend Lots of Liam on Instagram had just bought herself a drone and wanted me to go out and sort of shadow her. And it was her first ever flight with one. And I said, well, let's go somewhere where you feel comfortable with the surroundings. I was sort of going back to when I first ever started with a drone. I didn't have any other friends that flew drones, so sort of lucky for her. And we went down to O'Sullivan's Beach, which is a really, really pretty part of the southern suburbs that I hadn't seen a lot of until recently, just certain spots and that. But I'd flown the drone down there before, and I think it's a quite a nice little spot. It's not a lot to it, but quite pretty. So we head down there and set up at this little gazebo, which is on the coastal walk, sort of down near where there's a fence to an old refinery that's no longer there. So yeah, she puts the drone up. Well, she's up for about, I think 10, 15 minutes, just doing some basic flying, learning the drone, going from there. I put my drone up just to get a couple of quick shots, a couple of top downs so that I could edit onwards. And that was pretty much it. We went home and parted ways. I get a message from Lots of Liam, and she discovered that, having a look at her footage, that there was a couple of naked people in the rocks at the beach that we didn't see firsthand until we had put the drone up. They were obviously, I'm not sure. It's not a nude beach, so I can't explain it. They were obviously just having a quiet moment with each other mid-morning on a Saturday morning, and it wasn't exactly the warmest of mornings either, so I'm not sure what was going on there. But nevertheless, that was quite humorous. A lot of people always say that when you become a photographer that you meet a lot of interesting people. I never thought that I'd come across something like that. And it turned out it was on my footage as well. A little bit blurry, thankfully. But, I'm really not sure what to say about that. That was an interesting one. But yeah, as I said at the start of the podcast, I still get really, really, really nervous every time I put the drone up. The only place I sort of feel relaxed is when we're over in Kangaroo Island. We stay at this beautiful 50-acre bed and breakfast retreat, whatever you want to call it, a Lua Beach Retreat funny enough, in Pennington Bay. And it's sort of nestled in the sand dunes near the actual beach. And I love it. When I go over there, I get the drone up and I just sort of fly out towards the beach, you know, 300-400 meters away sometimes. And I don't seem to worry about it too much. I'm probably a little bit carefree, if anything, because I know that there is some wedge-tail eagles over there, but I've never had a problem with any birds. Aside from that, yeah, it wouldn't matter where I am. I do tend to get nervous, and I know that there is a thing called drone anxiety, and I'm certainly a sufferer of it, but I'd love to get the drone up more. It's something I don't do enough, and that's mainly because of, I guess, the laws and where in, where you can fly a drone, where you can't. I'm not one that likes to sort of push the boundaries too much with the drone, for the sheer fact it would do some damage if you know it dropped out of the sky and landed on someone. So I'm not one to go on a crowded beach or anything like that. But it's also the thought of having something that's worth a fair bit of money up in the sky there, and anything could happen at any point, as we found out with the crow. So, yeah, hopefully one day I can get a bit more confidence, but I'm thinking I've done it for almost 8 years and I still get nervous every time. But there you go. Well, I reckon I might wind this one up in sheer fear that the chainsaw outside might start again. But no, I think we're pretty much done here. I hope you enjoyed hearing my experiences with drones. Love to hear other people's experiences too. It's an interesting one. I guess I'll see you next time on Life Through the Lens. Take care of yourselves. See you next time.